奉主耶稣圣灵正道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们大家啊，继续来分享，来学习但以理书。
We shall continue the study of Daniel.
啊，今天我们会看到但以理书的第二章。
Today we have come to Daniel chapter 2.
那第二章里面的重点是什么呢
？What is the key points in Daniel chapter 2?
第二章完全哦的重点，它的故事、它的内容、它的重点。完全都是在于一个梦，一个梦的故事。
And the content of chapter 2 is all about this dream.
这个梦哈，不是一个随便的梦，不是一个简单的梦。
And this is not any ordinary or simple dream.
这个第二章的梦啊，是关乎世界历史的一个梦。
This dream is pertaining to the history of the world.
也关系到世界每一个国度、每一个帝国、每一个国家的。他的兴旺跟他的没落跟他的消逝他的结束
This dream pertains to the rise and the fall of various kingdoms and their empire
直到世界末日包括世界末日
Right until the time the end of the day
甚至在末日之前这个梦告诉我启示我们
And just before the last days this dream tells us
有一个国度要出现在末日之前要出现
And this kingdom will arise at the end days.
而且这个国度是永远存在的，永远不会消失的。
This kingdom will last forever.
有哪一个国度，有世界有哪一个国度可以永远不消失的呢
？Is there any kingdom in the world that will not, that will last forever?
那世界的历史有哪个国度起来，有哪个国度下去，有哪个国度被毁灭，有哪个国度兴旺，在哪里可以看到，在哪里可以知道？
In the history of mankind, we can see one kingdom rises and another kingdom will fall. And where can we see this kingdom that will last forever?
这一切全部都在这第二章，在这个梦里面有讲解。
All this is written in Daniel chapter 2 is in this dream.
虽然感觉到只是一个梦，但是非常非常重要。
Although it is only a dream, but it is a very important dream.
来，我们来看第二章的第一节。
We read Daniel chapter 2 verse 1.
谁在做梦
？Who was having this dream?
第一节请念。
Verse 1. Now in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him.
那原来这个梦是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦。
So this is the dream by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon.
神借着他来启示了有关世界的历史、世界的末日、世界将来发生的事情。
Through him, God revealed what was happening to the world at his time and in the future.
那他为什么会做梦呢
？Why did he have this dream?
当然不是他自己做的。
Of course, this dream is not because of himself.
这个梦是神让他做的。
But God gave him this dream.
所以有关圣经里面梦的一些解释。
It is when it comes to dreams in the Bible.
我们每个人都会做梦嘛，哈，有谁不会做梦的吗
？All of us have dreams. Is there anyone of us who do not have any?
但是我们所做的梦很多都是自己日有所思夜有所梦，我们想太多而做了一些乱七八糟的梦。
But our dreams are a result of our own thoughts.
可是，在圣经里面哦，做梦常常都是神给的梦，神。做的神让我们做的梦
，But in the Bible, we can often see that the dreams were actually given by God to these people.
而且圣经有解释，神为什么让我们做梦呢
？The Bible also tells us why God gives us these dreams.
我们就来看一下答案吧。
Let us take a look at the answer.
请看耶伯记的33章。
Let us read Job chapter 33.
我现在在解释为什么会做梦。
I will explain why we have dreams.
就是神为什么给巴比伦王做梦。
Why God gave this dream to the king of Babylon?
请看这个耶伯记33章。
Job chapter 33.
14节。
Verse 14.
神说一次两次，世人不理会，都不理神啊。
God may speak once or twice, but yet the people does not perceive.
神说了很多次，不止一次两次，十次、20次、100次。我们信徒也不理啊，有很多人也不理啊，信徒也不理啊。
God has spoken 10 times, 20 times, maybe 100 times, but our believers do not care.
Yeah, okay. 那么怎么办呢？那神要不要继续说话呢
？So will God continue to speak?
神还是要说。
God will still continue.
特别要对你说。
And particularly to you.
他就用另外一个方式来对你说话。
But he will tell you in another way.
15节。
Verse 15.
人躺在床上沉睡的时候，神就用梦和夜间的异象开通他的耳朵，跟他说话，开他的耳朵，让他听到神在说话。
When man is in deep sleep, then God will speak to them in a dream or in a vision.
然后将兽的教训 哦，印在他们的心上，要发生的事哦，印在他们心上，让他们很记得，不容易忘记。
Then God will open their ears and to seal these instructions in their hearts.
那目的是什么呢
？What is the objective?
目的是十七节。
Verse 17 tells us the purpose.
好叫人不从自己的谋算，不行骄傲的事。十八节。
18。
也阻拦人不陷在坑里，也阻拦他不死在刀下。那个就是做神跟让你做梦的目的。
The purpose of God giving us dreams is so that we can turn away from our evilness and to prevent us from falling into the pit.
有时候我们自己有很会打算，很会计划，但是神知道你这个计划会害死你，你这个计划会影响你的信仰，影响教会，甚至影响你的家庭。神让你做梦，不要。你看到这个梦了，你吓死了。
Sometimes we may plan according to our ways, but God wants to tell us that it is not according to His way, so He will give us dreams.
哎，有时传道讲你不听啊，圣经讲你不听啊，父母亲讲不听啊，结果怎么办？十八节，神拦阻你不掉到坑里面，不死在刀下，你不知道你后面会发生很严重的事，你不知道呀。
Sometimes the Lord will tell you through the preachers or through sermons, but you still do not listen. As in verse 18, God will keep you back from the pit.
所以哈，梦有两种情况。
So there are two conditions whereby God will keep us.
一种就是这里说的神给我们做的梦，神对我们说话，神在警告我们。
The first one is like we have written here, God is trying to give us this warning.
那另一种梦呢，是自己做的，自己想太多了，哦，想太多，晚上做梦了，那是乱七八糟的梦，不真实的梦。
And the other dream is from our own thoughts.
这是圣经对梦的一个解释。
And this is an explanation from the Bible regarding.
事实上，我们读圣经，古圣徒也常常在做梦啊。神在用梦怎样带领他、警告他。常常你看创世纪就很多梦了。
In the Bible, especially the book of Genesis, we can see that the people of God often have dreams to tell and for God to reveal to them.
那么这个梦呢？那个巴比伦啊，尼布甲尼撒王啊，梦过后呢，他心里很烦乱啊，不能够睡觉。
And when Nebuchadnezzar had this dream, after that his spirit was very troubled and he could not sleep.
到底什么梦让他这样哦？梦过后哦，很烦乱，睡不着。
What is this kind of dream that he was so troubled and that his sleep left him?
这时候呢，他做梦的这个时候的历史背景告诉我们。
And this, the background of this tells us.
这是尼布甲尼撒王统治的高峰期。
This was the peak of his kingdom.
也是他哦，权力很兴旺、很得意的时候。
And it was at this time that he was very powerful.
但你发现到吗？他却不能睡，他却没有平安，心里没有平安。
But do you see this? That at the peak of his power, he was not able to sleep, and his spirit.
反而一个被他抓来的平民百姓，以色列平民百姓但以理，他常常在什么情况中都非常的安静平稳。非常的平稳。
On the other hand, this Israelite captive that he had taken from the land of Judah was so peaceful and he could sleep so well.
哦，一个权力这么大的人，这么成功的人，这么骄傲的人，往往不能入睡，心里不平安。
For a successful person like this king, and he was so arrogant, but yet he was not able to sleep.
但是一个平民百姓啊，却常常可以。很安然的，很安静的，很平安的甜睡。你来做个对比。
But we can compare for the king and for this ordinary person, just like Daniel, he was able to sleep so soundly.
其实丹尼里也是很多忧伤事呀。
Actually, Daniel would have a lot of his sorrows.
也应该有很多的那个担忧、伤心的事情。
He would have many things to grieve him.
因为他的国家没有了。
Because his country has fallen apart.
他的家人有些家人没有被带来，或被掳走，没有被掳来的，怎样也不知道，不能回家呀，圣殿也没有了。
He did not know any news regarding his family members who were left behind in Judah.
从前他们都是在苦难当中的。
The temple was also lying
desolate. 可是你看他们可以安睡，可以他从任何时刻，你看到丹尼里他表现都很平稳的，很安静的，很平安的。
You can see in the life of Daniel that he led a very peaceful life and he was able to sleep well.
可是他们的风暴是很大的呀。
But they lived during a period of.
这就是从丹尼里他们看到在风暴中的平静安稳，他们的见证。
We can see that they live in a very tumultuous area.
那因此哦，那今天哦，许多有权力的人，哦，有权势的人， 不能够入睡，心里烦乱，这个是现今世代人的心态，这个生活形态。
This is a very realistic problem of those people who are successful that they are not able to doze off.
你看很多有权力的人，成功人士不能睡啊，而且没有心里很烦乱，很烦恼。
There are many successful people who are so troubled that they cannot doze off and sleep.
所以我那天不是讲吗？很多人现在靠药物，要靠药物哦来让他自己安睡吗
？I have spoken before that many people have to rely on sleeping pills to sleep.
有些一定要吃一粒哦，才安眠药才可以睡。有些吃一粒还不够，要吃两三粒才可以睡。
Some people take one tablet of the sleeping pill. Some others will take two or three tablets.
这也是今日末世哈，许多世人的。生活形态，晚上的情形。
And so this is the condition of some people, where they are not able to sleep at night.
那他自己不能够睡呢？他也不让人家睡呀、
啊。This king he could not sleep, but he also did not allow others to sleep.
你看第二节
，verse two，
他就叫人吩咐那些术士啊、法术啊、行邪术的、啊、加勒底人啊，全部招来，搞到他们这些专家这些哈专业人士啊，也不能够睡，大家都不能够睡。
So verse two, the king commanded all the magicians, astrologers, sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, all these other wise men before him, to explain it.
意思是要叫他们来替他解梦了。
In other words, he wanted them to come and interpret the dream for him.
但是你叫这些专家怎样解梦啊？你自己的梦都忘记了，那个王自己忘记做什么了，还要叫人家来跟你解？那不是为难他们吗
？But how can they even interpret the dream when he did not even tell them what the dream was？
但是王的感觉不是啊，别人不能够解，但是你们这一般人应该可以解啊，因为你们是专家呀，你们是专业人士啊，你们有法术啊，你们很厉害呀、啊。
But the king reckoned that although other people may not be able to tell him his dream and to interpret it, these people must be able to do so。
你看巴比伦王哦。养了一群这些人呐、啊，这些都是交鬼的人。
So the you can see that King this king had all these people who are able to call the devil.
我们来稍微解释一下。
We shall take a look.
什么叫做术士？第一个哈，术士。
The first one is the magician.
术士就是专门研究巴比伦文学的那一班人。
These are the people who will study into the knowledge of the Babylon.
特别是研究那个五千年前的楔形文字。五千年前有发明一种文字哈，古代的人叫做楔形文字。他们是研究这些古代五千年的文字哈。里面所写的占卜啦，那些邪术之类的那些文字，他们去研究，然后把它讲解出来。
So these magicians, they are to interpret what was written 5,000 years ago regarding the literature of the early Babylonians.
五千年前就有文字了，知道吗？但是叫做楔形文字，我们是看不懂的。那这术士就是研究这些的。
So these magicians they are to study into all these old literature.
把以前的五千年前写的东西，什么法术，什么厉害，什么方法，把它翻译出来。
They were to interpret everything that was written 5,000 years ago regarding their sorcery.
那第二种叫做用法术的人。
The second one is the astrologers.
用法术的人就是指占卜的哈、哦，那个算命的占卜的，还或者是行咒诅的或者咒诅的。
These astrologers are the enchanters. They are those who will they are fortune tellers.
其实也是跟灵界有关系的。
It is to do with the spiritual realm as well.
你不跟灵界有关系，你怎么可以占卜知道未来，知道人家的命运？你怎么知道？
If you are not into sorcery, how would you know into the future?
你也是这样丢啊，这样丢那些东西，然后你就知道了，你就 automatic 知道了，那是鬼跟你讲的呀。
You will throw all these things, and the devil will let you know what these things are.
那第三种是行邪术的，那就很清楚了。
The third one is the sorcerer.
这个行邪术的呢，自称他可以使死人复活的那一种人。
This sorcerer would belong to the category who are able to call the dead to life.
那么这种人呢，又比用法术的更厉害了，更凶了。
And these sorcerers would be even more powerful than the astrologers.
因为他们认为他们相信他们这些人有权力哦，有这种权柄哦，让死人复活，他们有这种法术。
Because they have the power to call the dead to life.
那第四种叫做加勒底人。
The fourth type of people are the children.
加勒底人比较正常啦，没有不一定几乎不是不一定说不一定跟鬼有关系啦，不一定啦，甚至没有啦。
The Chaldeans may not have anything to do with the devil.
加勒底人呢的意思是讲这一般人呢是研究天文学和星象学的，研究天文的。
These Chaldeans, they are the ones who study into the astrology.
就像耶稣降生的时候，不是有波斯的哪里的什么博士啊来探访耶稣吗？就是研究天文学的星象学的咯。
When Jesus was born, there were people who could read into the stars.
那我看资料哦，巴比伦的天文学对今天的天文学有十分有许多许多的帮助，他们的天文学。
I find that these astrologers have great help to these Babylonians.
那我们从这里就看到哦，王忘记了梦，就叫这一些人，无论是正派的还是邪派的。还是科学的，还是行法术、行邪术的，全部叫来，正的也好，反的也好，邪恶的也好，全部叫来解释。
So the king called or commanded all these magicians, astrologers, sorcerers, Chaldeans, the scientists, all the people, all the wise men before him.
那么第四节啊，那第四节。
Verse four.
加勒底人就对王说：“王啊，请你将梦告诉我们啊，我们就可以讲解。”
The Chaldeans told the king, "Please tell the dream to us, and we will give you the interpretation."
那么那个王说：“我已经忘记了。”
The king said, "I have forgotten."
你们若不将梦和梦的讲解告诉我，我就要对付你们了。
If you do not tell me the dream and the interpretation, then I will treat you unkindly.
从十节到十一节。
From verse 10 to verse 11.
我们看到这些专家啊，平日很威风的，很了不起的，好像是超人的这一群人啊，没有办法，不能解梦。
From verse 10 and 11, we see that these people, who these are so-called very powerful people, they were not able to tell the king of his dream.
结果第十节。
Verse 10,
他们就对王说：“王啊，世上没有一个人能将王所问的事说出来了。世上没有人啊，没有一个人啊。”
So the Chaldeans finally told the king that there is not a single man on earth who can tell the king that matter.
为什么会没有人能解呢？
Why is it that nobody can tell the king the dream?
他们说：“王啊，因为从来没有君王、没有大臣、没有掌权的人。”像你这样来问过这种忘记的梦啊，这样忘记的梦，没有人这样问过的呀。
Because there has been no king, lord, or ruler who has ever asked such a question. The king has forgotten their own dream.
十一节。
Verse 11.
王啊，你所问的事太难了。
O king, the thing that you have asked is too difficult.
除了神可以解梦哦，没有人能解的了。
And there is no other who can tell you this dream except the gods.
那这句话表示什么？
And what does this verse
say? 表示他们平时靠的那位神，他们的偶像啊，他们拜的那些，唔得咯。
It tells,
不行咯。
It tells us that the gods that they worship is not good enough.
那你们不是有拜神吗？你们不是有信神吗？你们不是对神很热心，一直每天都去拜吗？你叫你的神来解啊！既然神可以解，你叫你的神来解啊！
Since they worship their own gods, why can't their gods try to tell the king of the dream and interpret it?
连他们的神也没办法解啊。
So even their king, even their gods were not able to interpret this.
所以，连他们的神也不能解的时候，说完了，没有人能解了。
So even their gods were not able to interpret, so they told the king that no one else could do this.
兄弟啊，你看到了没有
？Brother, can you see this?
专家。这就是专家。
And these are the experts.
我们常常说的专业人士，他们有专业的知识，他们有专业的经验，他们有专业的能力，他们有专业的训练，专业了，这个就是专业喽。
We often say the experts they are trained and they have the experience.
不但有专业，还可以沟通灵界天哦。
And not only
沟通那些邪灵啊，鬼神哦。
And they are also able to communicate with the evil spirit.
也是搞不定嘛，不能解决呀。
But even these people are not able to do it.
所以巴比伦啊，养了一群这种没有用的专家呀。
So this King Nebuchadnezzar, he had these people around him who are quite useless.
没有事的时候就是专家，有事的时候就是什么家呀，败家呀。
When nothing happens, then they are called the experts. But when something happens, they are nowhere to be of help.
其实尼布甲尼撒王养这么多不同的专家，各领域的专家在身边哦，他是要来治理这个国家的。
Actually, the king have all these wise men around him is for him to for them to try to for them to help to administer the country.
他们都是这个国家的顾问啊，他会问他们，他们会给找寻找答案给王。
These are the advisors of the king.
如果在灵界里面有邪灵的事呢，他会寻找那些行巫术的人。
If there are anything pertaining to the spiritual realm, then he would ask the magicians or the sorcerers.
如果有军事上的问题，他会寻找这些将军勇士。
If he has any questions regarding military, then he will confide with his commanders.
无论是保卫国家，还是在管理国家，甚至包括一些邪灵的问题、灵界的问题，他都有专家呢。有专门的人来给他找答啊，解答的呢。
Whether it's protecting the country or administering the country, he would have his own experts.
但事实上，发生事的时候，原来这些都是无用的人。
But when something happens, these people have become useless.
所以我们基督徒，我们信主的儿女要明白这些事。
So we who are Christians, we must be able to understand.
我不是看清那些专业、那些专家，不是。
I'm not belittling those experts.
毕竟他们有他们的专业啊，他们有受过专业训练的。
They have their own specialty.
但是还有更多事情专家没办法解决的。
But there are many,
也不能够依靠他们的。
But there are many things that these experts are not able to solve, and we cannot depend on them.
我们还是单纯的回到圣经，依靠神，专心靠神，求问神。祷告神，呼求神，敬拜神，就是回到神那边。
The best thing for us to do is to return to the Bible to look for an answer from God and to worship Him.
所以，我们今天真耶稣教会在这个末世，在这么多阻挡围困当中，我们依靠什么？靠什么站立得稳？靠什么可以在这末世传扬福音？
So in this world, what can we depend on to stand firm and to preach the gospel?
你靠专家吗？我们真耶稣教会也有一些专家呀。
Can you rely on experts in our church?
我跟你讲，真耶稣教会没有专家的。
But there is no such thing as experts in our church.
只有神而已。
There is only God.
我们有时很夸口，哇，他这个布道家，曾经哦，我们世界联总不是有一个很出名的布道家吗？全世界的人都要请他来布道，我们真耶稣教会啊，哇，一布来布道就几百人、上千人，所以叫他布道专家，有没有？
Past,
现在这个布道专家在哪里呀、啊？你自己看呢、啊。
In the past, we seem to have one specialist, one preacher who specialized in preaching, and we normally call him when we have when we want to reach out to people.
哇，一来啊，有什么得胜，有什么看异象啊，就是变成专家了咯。
And when
专家、专业专家了。
Whenever he comes, he will conduct prayers, and so many and many people will receive the Holy Spirit.
千万在这边说，不要制造另一个专家出来，不要有专家存在。
Let us not create any expert in our church.
真耶稣教没有专家的。
There are no experts in our church.
只有仆人，只有信徒跟仆人服侍主的。
We only have servants and workers.
而且我们都是无用的，不懂的，不会的。
And we are all undeserving and unworthy servants.
能够做，会做，做的感谢神，那都是神赏赐的，神帮助的。我们都是无用的仆人。
What we are able to do, it is all by God's help.
靠圣灵来建立教会，靠圣灵来带领人得救的。
We only rely on the Holy Spirit, to bring people to God.
甚至讲道也靠圣灵帮助来讲的。
Even when we speak, we also rely on the power.
离开神，离开教会，离开神，离开这个圣灵的帮助，我们就是无用的，根本什么都做不到的。
Once you leave the guidance of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we become.
你不靠圣灵讲道，你以为你很会讲的
？If you do not rely on the Holy Spirit to speak,
你上网去看多少外教会的牧师，那些传道人，那些外教会的那些专家，讲得极好听，讲得极感动，讲得极多人在拍手，你知道吗
？If you were to,
你以为只有你会讲呀？
If you were to Google on the internet, there are many pastors who are able to speak very motivating sermons.
为什么人家要听你？人家听外面的更精彩呀、啊。
If you were to compare, then the other pastors would be more excited.
我们久而久之也自己标榜自己是专家啦，专业人士啦。
Let us not regard ourselves as experts.
也不再谦卑啦。
And let us no longer be too humble.
我今天从这里看，我们看专家，但这都是无用。
But from here we can see that all these experts, they are actually quite useless.
好，我们继续看12节到13节。
We continue to read verse 12.
这里是什么意思呢
？What is this?
这里我们看到哈、哦、王大发烈怒，大发脾气了。
And the king was angry and very furious.
我看到的是大风暴来临了。
And I see a great storm coming.
世界的王哦，生气了哦。这里说王气愤愤的大发烈怒啊，不只是生气，是非常非常的发怒。
Here it tells us that the king was very angry and was very furious.
他发脾气的时候，他就要杀人了。
And when he is angry and furious, he'll want to kill people.
他不是要杀一两个人啊，他要杀所有的那些专家。
It is not just one or two that he wanted to kill, but he wanted to kill all the wise.
甚至连但以理不关事的也要把但以理杀掉，也 被列进被杀的数目里面。
Even Daniel, who had nothing to do with this, was about to be killed.
你看到的是什么呢
？What do you see here?
我看到那个狮子在吼叫了，狮子在发怒了。
I see this lion roaring very loudly and very ferocious.
这个就是我们上一次讲的示拿地咯。巴比伦就是示拿地咯。
This is the land of Shinar in Babylon that we spoke about.
示拿地的意思就是狮子吼叫的地方。
The land of Shinar is where the lions.
啊，你看到吗？现在这只大狮子，最大的狮子，在吼叫了，在发怒了，看到吗
？Can you see this great king, this great lion? He is roaring very loudly.
狮子吼叫有三个情形。
There are three conditions where the lion.
一个，他肚子饿的时候，他想吃；他肚子饿，他发吼叫。
First is when he's hungry.
第二，他发怒的时候，就像现在发怒的时候，他就要吼叫。
Secondly, when it is angry.
第三，他要吞吃的时候，他也吼叫。
Thirdly, when it wants to devour you.
现在狮子在叫了。
So this is the roaring.
一叫他就要杀人，他叫的时候就要杀人了。
And when he's angry, he wants to kill people.
这是一个大风暴啊。
This is a great storm.
哦，没有想到，不光是的但以理哈，我们也会被牵连。有时世界发生的事，或者别人发生的事，不关我们的事的，却连累到我们，就把我们也卷进去。
So in this case, even though it's nothing to do with Daniel, yet he was being dragged into it.
我们要注意这个事情啊。
We must take note of this.
没有错啊，你都不关事的、啊，可是就会把你卷进去啊。
It is not wrong. Daniel has nothing to do with this, but he was being dragged into this.
因为撒旦在愤怒了嘛，撒旦在生气吧。
Because Satan was being angry.
我们用灵界来讲啦，因为常常巴比伦王有两个层面，一个是指他是真真实实世界的王啊，巴比伦；另一个层面是他属灵界那个恶魔是异表。
Babylon can refer to the king of the world, and at the same time, it can also refer to the devil, the spiritual.
那既然是撒旦哦，世界的王在生气哦，我就讲一些撒旦生气的事给你们听了。
And since Satan is angry, I shall tell share with you some testimonies.
请看启示录的十二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 12.
十二节。
Verse 12.
你看到吗？主耶稣说撒旦生气了。
Do you see that the devil is angry?
他为什么生气呢
？Why is he angry?
十二节，请念。
Verse 12. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short.
这里看到吗？撒旦气愤愤的，非常生气的下到我们这里来，就是下到我们这个世界来，这个地球来。
The devil is in great anger, and he has come to this world.
他为什么生气
？Why is he angry?
他打输了，在天上，你第七节、第七、第八节，你看他打输给天使了，被赶下来了，打输了没有脸呐、啊，丢脸呐、啊，生气啊
！In verses 7 to 8, we can see that he fought with Michael and he lost, and he was defeated, so he was cast down to the world.
你看他一下来呢，他生气，他对付谁
？And when he is cast down into this world, who did he?
十三节说他一下来哈，见自己被丢在地上，甩在这样，他就去。男孩子的妇人就是逼迫教会，就是对教会生气啊。
And when he was cast down, he was he vented his anger at the church.
这是撒旦逼迫教会的意象。
And this is the vision of devil
persecuted. 我要强调的是，他生气，撒旦生气，一生气他就会对付教会，一生气他就对付教会，就是这样。
What I want to say is, when the devil is angry, then he will vent his anger at the church.
到十七节的时候
，in verse 17,
龙向妇人发怒，又看到他发生气了。
When the dragon became furious,
结果他去跟其余神的儿女征战。
And he made war with the rest of the offspring.
三番四次的都看到，其实就是说他生气了，撒旦生气了，撒旦生气了。
And many a time in the book of Revelation, we can see that the devil was angry, the devil was.
可是，一生气就是对付教会，一生气就对付神的儿女。
Whenever the devil is angry, he will attack the church.
所以你要警醒哦。
So we need to be very alert.
这个是一个狮子吼，我们住在这个巴比伦啊，这个狮子吼叫的地方啊。
We are living in Babylon, and this is where the lion is roaring.
它不是吞噬你，它就是杀害你。
Either it will devour you or it will harm you.
因为它常常对我们生气啊。
Because it is always angry with us.
那我做一个见证。
Bear a testimony.
有一间教会呢，因为产业的问题哈、哦。进开那些负责人会议。
There was this church who conducted a meeting because of some inheritance issues.
结果在开会的时候发现到有一群人，有一群的负责人，包括圣职人员，想要吞占教会的财产。
And during the meeting, it was discovered that some of the church leaders wanted to take the funds, church funds.
这是个很邪恶的很糟糕的一件事，一个动机，一个腐败。
This is a very evil intention.
那么当然，那些对神忠心的、圣洁的不赞成咯，不赞成买卖咯。
But of course, those who are loyal to the church, loyal to God, they do not agree.
这场的会议哈，就是不欢而散，吵架而开不成了。
As a result, the meeting ended with chaos.
那有位负责人那天晚上，他那天晚开会过后回家睡觉嘛，晚上他做一个梦。
That night after the meeting, this leader went back home and he had this dream.
撒旦对教会生气。
The devil was angry with the church.
因为教会不照他们的意思来把教会产业卖掉，他们那个撒旦就不高兴。
Because the church did not follow the will of the devil to sell the property.
这个负责人他梦到哦，在教会里面哦，突然间教会里面哦，不是外面哦。地上哦，钻出三个怪物出来，从地上教会的地底下面钻出三个怪人出来。
This person dreamt in his dream that out of the ground there were three weird beasts coming out.
是在教会里面的。
It was in the church.
然后在地下。
And it came out from the ground.
住在地下的人。
Are those who dwell beneath the ground.
这个三个怪物呢，一个是整个青青的，全身青青的。
One of the three had the whole body green.
它的样子很像猴子。
It looks like a lion.
猴子马骝。
Monkey.
Monkey. 然后它的动作啊，它的动作也像马骝的。
And his actions are also like.
这个整个青色的人啊，这个怪物哈、哦，在教会椅子上跳来跳去，整个教会这样跑来跑去，跳来跳去，跳来跳，好像马骝这样啊。
And this green monkey was behaving, and this green figure was behaving just like a monkey,
就是、
jumping from one bench to another.
就是在教会捣蛋、捣乱教会。
It is creating chaos in church.
第二个呢是全身黑黑的，全身黑黑漆漆的。
The other figure was all black.
非常的凶恶。
Was very violent.
这个人呢，这个黑人呢，他就是哈、哦，把教会的椅子一排一排的。推倒，乒乒乓乓推倒教会的椅子。
This black figure would push away all the benches in the church.
甚至把讲台这样翻倒它。
And it will also topple all the pulpit.
非常凶恶，很凶很凶。
It was very angry and aggressive.
那第三个怪物是什么呢
？What is the third?
第三个怪物呢？它的头哦是鳄鱼的头。
The figure has the head of a crocodile.
身体是人来的，但是头是鳄鱼来的。
But the body of a man.
这不是怪物吗
？Isn't this a very weird beast?
这已经不是人了。
This is no longer a human.
原来就是启示录说的兽，这些都是兽。
And this
恶兽、野兽，很恐怖的野兽，
this,
兽来的，不是人来的。
These are the wild beasts referred to in Revelation.
他不明白为什么教会会出现这三个人。
This person does not understand why there are these three bees coming up.
不是从外面进来，是从教会里面跑出来的。教会里面的地底下跑出来的。
It did not come
在教会的地里面的。
It did not come from outside the church, but it came from the ground within the church.
他也不知道什么意思了，就知道有人来捣乱教会了。
He did not know what it meant, but he only know that there was this chaos.
啊，梦过后呢，事情就发生。
After the dream, something happened.
有三个教会负责人，包括一个圣职人员，三个人带头来乱教会。
Three of the council member came and created trouble in church.
来硬硬抢夺教会的产业。
And they wanted to take over the church property.
他们就好做请律师哦。做假见证来修改教会的这个信托人。
They call lawyers to try to change the church constitution.
然后他们给一些警察哦，警察头哦，有权力有地位的保护他们侵占了的产业，我们不能够过去，我们也不能够去讲有警察为保护。他们有警察保护，有警察来看守。
They have also the police to protect the property, and we are not able to go over.
你看这个事情几严重啊？
Can you see how serious?
当然教会就分裂了，肯定分裂。
So there was dissension in the church.
有些信徒也跟他们去了。
Some of the church member believers went.
我要讲的这个见证是什么？
What is this?
重点是撒旦对教会生气啊，因为我们不出卖神的产业，不做这些腐败污秽的事情。
The main thing is because the devil was angry and we do not want to be a part of this default.
撒旦就借助这些撒旦集团的人，666的人，撒旦的那种有硬的人，对付教会，搞乱教会，分裂教会，抢夺教会的产业。抢啊，用抢的。
The devil made use of these people who had the devil steal the 666 in order to take our properties away.
这些人不是外面人哦，是教会的成，是教会的信徒，教会的负责人，教会的长，甚至人，你来的知道吗
？These are not.
所以你不要一直讲，我为什么一直讲长子这样讲甚至人这样，应该要醒过来啊。
These are not people from.
真的要醒过来。
These are not people from outside the church, but it is our very own leaders, our very own council members.
每个神的圣职人员，神的仆人更加谨慎，更加谦卑哦，更加对自己常常反省。
All our church leaders must be extra vigilant towards this.
这是我听到一个那个做梦的人呐、那个负责人亲自跟我讲的，撒旦对付教会，对教会生气。因为我们不跟从他。
This person who had the dream personally told me about this, because the devil was angry and because they did not submit.
如果要再讲撒旦生气哦，传道也有几个这样的经验呢。
I have quite a few experience with regards to this devil being angry.
因为传道时常揭穿撒旦的诡计，他的假面目被传道扯开了。看清了他的计划了。
Because I always expose the trickeries of the devil.
然后也破坏他的工作了。
And to destroy his plot.
有几次撒旦要传道死亡。
And there were a few times when the devil wanted the preacher.
我不是在讲梦啊，什么是真的要我死去？我差一点死去好几次。
It is not in dreams, but in real life that he almost.
都是神在救我保护我。
But it was the Lord God who saved.
最明显的一次。
The most obvious one.
撒旦哦，用手指着我，很高大的魔鬼哦，指着我，然后你给我小心，他一直指着我，你给我小心。
The devil pointed his finger at me and told me to be very careful.
然后他的样，他的手臂哦，会死，他要我死，他会杀死我。
In other words, the devil pointed his finger at me and said that he would try to kill me.
为什么他对我这么恨，这么生气呢
？Why is the devil so angry with me？
所以魔鬼他生气的时候，他就要杀人，他就是要对付人，对付神的人。
When the devil is angry, then he'll want to kill people.
这些都很真实的事情，也是我们亲身的体验，真实的见证。
These are realistic things that happen in our life, and these are what we have experienced.
那我们在第二章就看到世界的王生气了，连丹尼里也要被杀了。
So we can see in chapter 2 that the king of Babylon was angry and Daniel almost lost.
所以关于生气哈，圣经有很多教导哈，那传道不用再讲了，大家要留意哈。牧师不可以生气，你生气的时候你要谨慎。
With regards to this anger, we must be very careful. It's not that we cannot be angry, but when we are angry, we must be very careful.
不要给魔鬼生气，但是不要给魔鬼留地步。先知也不可以犯罪。
We can be angry, but we must not leave a place for the devil.
我们继续看这个14-16.
We read from verse 14 to verse 16.
我们看到丹尼里处理危机的智慧。
We see that Daniel was in crisis.
丹尼里面对这个风暴的时候呢，这种 撒旦风暴的时候呢，这个愤怒的风暴的时候呢，他采取四个步骤来面对，来应对这种撒旦的啊巴比伦王的怒气，他用四个步骤来应对他。
When Daniel was in this storm, he used these four methods to counter the attack.
第一个步骤，他就用智慧和勇气去面对这个风暴，这个困难。
The first one, he used wisdom and courage.
请看14节到16节。
Verses 14 to 16.
请念。
Verse 14, then Daniel replied with prudence and discretion to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. Verse 15, he declared to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree of the king so urgent? Then Arioch made the matter known to Daniel. Verse 16, and Daniel went in and requested the king to appoint him a time that he might show the interpretation to the king.
当王的副卫长要杀巴比伦的那一班测试的时候呢，你看到丹尼里非常冷静的，他对危机的表现非常冷静的来处理。
When the king's captain was about to go out to kill all the wise men of Babylon, we can see how Daniel handled this matter. He was very calm.
第一要非常冷静，不要慌张。
First, he must be very, very calm.
第二，他就要问清楚原因，查明事情的真相，为什么发生什么这样的事。
Secondly, he tried to get a clear picture of this and try to understand what happened.
所以丹尼里就用婉言哦来回答嘛。
So this Daniel used Daniel answered with prudence.
就十五节就问他，那个副卫长就说，因为王的命令，就问王的副卫长说，为什么这样啊？
Daniel asked the king's captain, why is it so?
这些就是很冷静，而且查明事情的原因。
He was being very calm and he tried to find out what happened.
那第三个就是知道了问题的所在。哦，原来是王处以王的梦，在王的问题。那么就对准问题，对准那个根本去解决。
And the third one is after understanding what happened, he directed his answer according to the question.
原来这个问题，这次的愤怒要杀人是王的问题啊，不是他们的问题，是王的问题。
So the problem that all of them will be killed is not to do with them, but it's to do with the king.
所以十六节，丹尼里就决定了进去哈见王啊，去求王。
And verse 16 tells us that he has made an appointment with the king.
你看到这么简单，其实他已经找到问题，已经清楚的问题所在。
Although it looks simple, but Daniel has already found the problem, the solution to the problem.
那根本就是王的问题。那既然是王的问题，那你就对症这个问题去解决啊！你去找别的人没有用，你去生气别人也没有用呀。
Since the problem lies with the king, what Daniel did at that time was to go and see the king.
那他的方法就是去见王，求王宽限，就是说给我们时间，给我们时间处理。
So Daniel went to the king and requested some time for them to settle the matter.
他并不是说王啊，你不可以杀人，王啊，你不可以做这个，你不可以做那个，你不可以做这个。他不是命令王、吩咐王不可以做这个，他没有。他说王啊，因为王有权柄杀人嘛，那王的权柄啊，他都不讲理的呀。他说王啊，给我们时间，求你给我们多一些时间去处理。
Daniel did not go to the king and tell the king not to go ahead with his plan to kill the wise men, but he only asked the king for some time.
那么我们看到他处理危机的智慧有五种表现，有没有？
And there are five ways how he handled this situation.
第一，面对危机的时候一定要冷静。
Firstly, he was calm.
第二，要清楚原因，要去查明真相。
Secondly, he went to find out what happened.
第三，知道了问题所在，就对准那个问题去解决。
And thirdly, having found the problem, he tried to resolve according to the problem.
第四个就是求王宽限，给时间处理。
Fourthly, he asked the king for time to settle the matter.
因为有些事情不急不来的，不是用急吼啊，不是用很急就可以解决，是要用时间去解决的。
Because certain problem cannot be solved with in a very short time.
那第五个表现是什么
？What was the fifth one?
第五个表现就是用信心交托神。
He entrusted his faith to God.
他对王说
，He said to the king.
你给我时间，我就可以将梦讲解告诉王。
You give me some time, and I will show you the interpretation.
他有什么把握？有什么理由说？有什么把握说他可以把梦，可以解梦？他有什么把握
？How sure was he that he was able to tell the king of his dream and the interpretation?
当丹尼里跟王这样讲的时候呢，他就心中就是他已经决定了，我会靠神，我会求神启示我，我会求神带领我。
When Daniel answered this to the king, he in a way he was very confident that his God will help him.
你看信心是什么？信心就是让他看到了结果。
What is faith? Faith is to enable him to see the outcome.
他已经还没有求告神的时候，他已经向王说：“我会那个结果会告诉你啊，那个答案我会告诉你啊。”
Before he even prayed to God, he has already told the king that he will tell him the answer.
所以信心是什么呢？
So what is his faith?
信心是就是人家看不到的结果，你看到了。
A faith is something that you can see the outcome, although others are not able to.
信心就是人家找不到的答案，人家没有的答案，你已经看到答案了。
Faith is the answer that you see, but others are not able to see.
这就是信心哦。
This is faith.
你看到的，你知道的，那不叫信心了。那你都看到了，你都知道了，那还叫什么信心呢？
If others are also able to see, then it's not faith anymore.
跟着呢？
Then?
跟着面对风暴的第二个步骤。
And the second step when he met with this storm?
那就是十七、十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
他回到他的居所，他住的地方的时候呢，就将这事情告诉他的同伴，那三位朋友。
He returned to his house and he made the matter known to his three friends.
然后他要这三个兄弟哈，这三位兄弟一起来祷告祈求天上的神，来祷告求神 开路带领。
He asked his three friends to pray together with him to ask the God of heaven to help.
所以面对风暴的第二个步骤就是寻找祷告的伙伴。
The second part to solving this problem is to find companions in prayer.
第一个是用智慧和勇气去面对困难。第一个。
The first one is to use courage and wisdom to solve the problem.
第二个面对风暴的第二个方法就是寻找祷告的伙伴。不知道不只是我在祷告，我也寻找同伴一起来祷告。
The second solution is to find companions in prayer.
哦，但以理他很有信心祷告，这是没问题的。
Daniel was a man of prayer, great faith.
可是他知道同心合一的祷告更加重要。
But he knew that prayer in unity is even more important.
我再重复一次。
I repeat.
你有信心，你很有信心，没有错。
You may have faith.
可是同心合一的祷告更加重要。
But prayer in unity is even more important.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为教会不是你一个人的 one man show 啊。
Because the church is not just a one man show by you.
你一个人全部做完，一个人自己怎么样？自己我一个人怎么解决？我一个人怎么样带领？我一个人怎么样做这个做那个？那是你一个人啊 ，one man show 啊，那个是，那不叫做教会啊。
You can't just do everything.
那叫做个人啊，个人啊。
You can't just do everything by yourself. Then it will not be a church anymore.
所以教会不是个人啊，教会是个群体。是耶稣的身体，一群群体来的。
The church does not belong to one person, but it is for the assembly of people.
那么基督的群体，基督的肢体哦，要互相配搭的，不是你一个人在做完啊，在表演的呀。
And since it is all of us, then all of us should do our part.
所以我一开始就讲，他有信心是没有错，也不用怀疑。
So he had faith.
没有问题的，他一个人祷告也没有问题的。
Even if he were to pray alone, it would still be solved.
但是这个是成熟吗？这是健康的吗
？But is it healthy and mature?
难道教会只有你一个人爱神吗？只有你一个人有信心吗
？Is there only one person in church who loves God and have faith?
教会没有其他的人爱主的人，教会没有其他的有信心的人都没有啊，就是你一个人啊，你开玩笑啊你
？Is there no other person in church who has love and faith?
那你变成你在表演了、啊，你不是真正的信啊侍奉神了、啊，你在表演自己的厉害、啊。
Then in that way we are not serving God genuinely.
教会还有很多爱主的，也有很多很虔诚的，也有很多很有信心的，那就找他们一起祷告呀，找他们来呀。
There are many others in church who have faith and love. We should call them together to pray as our.
所以十七节，但你一回到他的居所的住的地方，他第一件事就找他们过来，就去找他们讲这件事。
Verse 17, when Daniel reached home, he made this matter known to his three friends.
跟着呢，就要他们大家一起来同心合意祷告。
He wanted them to pray together with him in unity.
我们很久哦，没有讲同心合意祷告这句话。
It's been a while since we last spoke on prayer in unity.
这是一个执事提醒我的。
This is something that this preacher.
我们都说啊，我们一起来祷告。我们现在都说啊，我们一起来祷告。
We often say, we pray now.
他说传道啊，我现在他讲了。我现在很少听到同心合意祷告，很少听到这句话。
I was telling me that it's been a while since he last heard of this prayer in unity.
我想想也有道理啊。
And I was thinking to myself.
以前的老执事哦，老执事在带领教会哦，虽然是啰嗦了，老实讲，但是他们常常都说啊，同心合意祷告，我们同心合意祷，常常会讲出来的。 常常都会听到同心合意祷告。
In the past, some of our elderly preachers or deacons, they often say, "Let us all pray together in unity."
现在我们都连同心合意都少讲了，都不讲了，那就祷告，那一起祷告，那一起祷告就是祷告，很简单了。
So these days,
看掉那同心合意那四个字，那个要念很长啊，是吗
？So these days, we tend to cut short.The phrase.
久而久之，我们连提都不提同心合意，提都不提，也就忘记了，也觉得还是你觉得我们觉得不需要提呀、
啊。After a while,
就是祷告就好啊。
We just say we all pray instead of saying let us pray in unity.
那今天我们在这里看到但以理他怎么样做
？What did Daniel say here?
他说我们不只是要我不只我一个人在祷告。
Daniel said that it is not me who should be praying.
也不只是我们一群人在祷告。
Not only this group of people.
我们还要同心合意的来祷告。
We should pray in unity.
哇，这真的是很好的提醒啊，很好的一个勉励。
This is a very good reminder and good encouragement.
今天教会这么软弱，这样信仰这么软弱，没有力量，因为就是没有同心合意，已经把同心渐渐的忘掉了。
Today the church is weak and has no strength. It's because we have no prayer in unity.
不是这样子吗
？Isn't that so?
好，我们暂时先讲到这里。
We will stop here.
哦，还有他面对但以理面对风暴的第四个步骤，还有两个步骤。
And there are two other sections of Daniel and how he resolved this problem.
还会继续看下去，看到他的结果，他的结局是什么
？And we can see the outcome.
还有一个很重要的解梦，那个梦。很重要的一个预言，一个启示。
There is also a very important prophecy and revelation in this dream.